MorganTheGang.com presents The Break Show.
That cigarette buzz. Wait, am I on? Hello?
What do you want?
Hello?
Over there? Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm on. All right, I'm going to grab my drink.
I'll be back.
Oh, shit.
Tom.
What?
Nothing.
I'll be back up.
No, it's the air conditioner. I got it. All right, folks, we are going to be heading on over and doing a break show. And for this today's break show, I'm going to be playing you a clip from the festival. I went on stage and I did what's called the Soapbox Idol. Now, why is this important? So basically, I'd overheard the organizer. Hey, how do I? I'm on the Puke in the Gang's page. I don't see any posts. Oh, there it is. What the heck? It's not loading. Huh? Here it is. All right, let's make sure the audio works.
Nick, Puke in the Gang is one of my favorite guys. PukeinTheGang.com.
Senior vibes.
All right.
Okay. All right. I'm going to grab my drink. For anyone just tuning in, I am shirtless because everyone was smoking in here, and I had a shirt on I like, and I don't want it to get all screwed up. So I had to take my shirt off and because I don't want it to smell like smoke. Okay, so basically I heard that the organizer of the Soapbox Idol was short on people who were supposed to rant. Now, what's the Soapbox Idol? You've all heard of the Singing Idol. What's it called? Oh, American Idol, right? Where someone sings and they get judged based on their singing performance. Well, Soapbox Idol has been an event that's been held at the Pork Fest for many years, and it's always been the point of people who don't necessarily always have a stage presence get up and do a rant about a topic they care about. And then some judges take over and comment on how well they did. So in the past, there's been several people who go up and go, "I love drunk driving, it's the best. My name is Chris Cantwell," right? And in the past, there's been a lot of people who have a great, I keep saying the word stage presence, I'm not sure if that's what I'm going for, have a great performance, right? They go out for 3 minutes and they're powerful and they rile up the crowd and they do something amazing, right? So anyway, I hear that this year we're short on people. Not enough people even auditioned to make it on stage. So everyone who auditioned automatically made it. And I'm like, that cannot be good. So I talk to the organizer and I say, "Oh, it sounds like you need more people to rant." And this was about 3 p.m. on the day it was supposed to happen, and it starts at 7, right? She says, "Okay, cool. You can do it." So I'm like, okay, well, I got like 4 hours to write something. So I already have an idea of what I want to do. And we're going to listen to it without me introducing it. It is sort of a rehashed bit, or there's bits of it that are rehashed. But that's the point of doing a performance, is you take stuff that's worked before and you put it all together. And so I wrote it in about an hour and then performed it for my 3 minutes. So leading up to my performance, there were a bunch of people who went on stage and they were very, very boring. They talked very quietly, or they didn't have any emotion or passion in their speeches. Like, "You know what? The government sucks. And the police, they suck too. And they're going to take my house for that property." I'm like, I've heard it. We've heard it. I'm going to say that from now on, the Soapbox Idol event, if it even continues to be an event, you have to rant about something that isn't political. Jesus, you got to find something new. Because this is getting real boring. But maybe it's not boring to the people who are new to it. Anyway, it's not the point. So I get on stage following all these borings, and I begin my performance, and it starts with me jumping up on stage going, "Nick, PukeinTheGang.com," and then Brett, our friend Brett, who is one of the judges and did a great job, says, "This is Nick, he's one of my favorite guys." So he cuts me off, and I have to restart, which is fine. It's nice to say you're my favorite guy. So we're going to listen to the full 3 minutes, and then we're going to go back, and I'm going to break it down for you. We're going to actually do an outline here, and really focus on why this was a good performance, or maybe why it was a bad performance, and focus on why I did the things I did. So here we go.
Nick, Puke in the Gang is one of my favorite guys.
PukeinTheGang.com.
See your bias.
All right, I got to restart my timer.
I will start your timer when you're ready to go.
Let's start with Nick.
All right, go ahead.
Nick, PukeinTheGang.com. Check out the show. So there's a ton of people here preaching about personal responsibility, or lamenting the lack of personal responsibility. And now you're thinking, "Oh, it's one of those guys, he's going to complain about the poop on the bathroom floor." No, I don't care about that. What I want to talk about what is where does one start learning personal order and responsibility? As a child, obviously, it's not going to be like, oh, Uncle Joe, he's in the nursing home. He finally learned a personal responsibility. It was the poop on the bathroom floor. Caught it. The point is, as a child, you're supposed to be learning all these things. Now, what are kids playing with these days? I don't know if you've heard of these fidget spinners. If you haven't, I'm sure you have, but basically it was like some ball bearing company made a bunch of ball bearings, and they're like, oh, they're the wrong size. What do we do? The manager, Joe, comes over and is like, we've got to do something. Did anyone think of like sticking some plastic to it and spinning it? They're so stupid. I almost didn't even get one. But what is this teaching our kids? What are you, Trent from Wheel of Fortune? Spinning! Sorry. Old joke. And then you get it a little older, you get one of these. This is a Galaxy S7, waterproof. I can jump in any lake, and then I get out again and walk up. It's perfectly fine. What's on it? Candy Crush. What does Candy Crush teach me? Eh, if I lose, if I fail, if I'm not good enough, I'll just wait a day. Or even better, hey mom, can I have some lives in Candy Crush? I gotta swipe my card on this little thing. Not teaching our kids anything. So where did I learn my personal responsibility? Other than having parents who loved each other and didn't break up, whatever. 20 years ago, what was I doing? This is a GigaPet. And a GigaPet is a virtual pet that if you neglect, if you forget, if you leave it in the car all day, it dies. And it's your fault. And the day that I forgot to turn my GigaPet's light off at night and it died, I sobbed. Because I failed my GigaPet. And I will never fail my GigaPet again. And that is how I've learned to be responsible. Now, you're saying, Nick, big deal, you can't even get these. They're on eBay for $120. What do you want to do, fire up the GigaPet factory again? Yes! We can replace the ball bearing factory. They suck. They can't make those anymore. GigaPet factory. Okay? That's going to take some time, though. It's going to take a while. But now we have the solution. The solution is here. These things have screens, these vapes. Load the GigaPet software into the vape. Give that to your kid. Problem solved.
All right, there it is. So what ended up happening is the judges go down the line. They say, great job. I got, 19 or a 19 and a half out of 20. Still lost because some girl got a 20 out of 20. That's not the point. So let's go through it. So we start with...
We're lamenting the lack of personal...
We start with an introduction. Says, hey, I'm going to get on even grounds with all you crazies. Personal responsibility. And then I jump into...
No, I don't care about that. Complained about the poop on the bathroom floor. No, I don't care about that. What I want to talk about...
I point out, it's a little dig at people who have done the... it's not a dig, but it's pointing out that I'm aware of the fact that people have already done the personal responsibility angle of being an asshole or not cleaning up after themselves, and that's not what I'm going for. Now, is that level one? Is that level two? Probably level one. So I'm going to be going through the levels here.
What is where... Does one start learning personal order and responsibility? As a child, obviously, it's not going to be like, oh, Uncle Joe, he's in the nursing home. He finally learned a personal responsibility. It was the poop on the bathroom floor. Caught it. The point is...
So I actually made that up on the spot. I made the, oh, it was the poop on the bathroom floor that taught him part, because it was a quick callback to about 30 seconds ago. I thought that was good, but it did not get a reaction. So we'll go on.
As a child... You're supposed to be learning all these things. Now, what are kids playing with these days? I don't know if you've heard of these fidget spinners. If you haven't, I'm sure you have, but basically it was like some ball bearing company made...
Okay, so now we go into a stolen joke that I stole from Tom, where he at one point said, some ball bearing company is really short on... I don't know what he said. I don't know what his exact words were, but I pretty much stole it, and he said it was fine. So I take a popular thing that people know about, and then I spin it into a joke to grab the... audience's attention.
A bunch of ball bearings, and they're like, oh, they're the wrong size. What do we do? The manager, Joe, comes over. He's like, we've got to do something. Did anyone think of like sticking some plastic to it and spinning it? They're so stupid. I almost didn't even get one.
So at this point, I reach into my pocket. You don't see this on the audio version, obviously.
They're like, oh, they're the wrong size. What do we do? The manager, Joe comes over. He's like, we've got to do something. Did anyone think of, like, sticking some plastic to it and spinning it? They're so stupid. I almost didn't even get one. But...
Big laugh on I almost didn't even get one. That's good. It's a misdirection, right? So you're ranting on something. It's so stupid, I almost didn't even get one. And you pull it out. That's hilarious. I don't know if it's hilarious. It's pretty funny. So now, at this point in the rant, a lot of people are probably thinking, oh, he's doing a fidget spinner rant. How original. People have been doing fidget spinner content for about 3 years. Or 3 months, or whatever.
Teaching our kids. What are you, Trent from Wheel of Fortune?
Spinning!
I don't know. For some reason, spinning got a very minor reaction, and I actually expected it to get no reaction, because nobody knows what that is. Only people who listen to this show know what Trent from Wheel of Fortune and spinning is.
Sorry.
And then I apologize for making a retarded joke, but only people who knew I was making a retarded joke would know why I'm apologizing. So it's kind of an inside joke. I don't know if that was worth putting in. I mean, I do think it was worth putting in.
Now we got, you get a little older, you get one of these. This is a Galaxy S7.
So now I'm building up the middle of my argument, where I've taken the fidget spinner, and easily, fidget spinner, you could have probably done another 2 minutes on it. You could probably make it funny for two more minutes, but people have done it already. Any joke that could be made about a fidget spinner has probably already been done. So anyone thinking that I was about to do that is now shocked that I am now moving on and talking about a Galaxy S7.
Candy Crush teach me. If I lose, if I fail, if I'm not good enough, I'll just wait a day.
Now I do a little rant about microtransactions and Candy Crush, which is good. I got to throw that in because of personal reasons, because I hate that stuff. So let's skip ahead.
It's anything. So where did I learn my personal responsibility?
And now I start leading out of the middle into the conclusion. Now what is the point I'm getting to?
Other than having parents who loved each other and didn't break out, whatever. 20
hilarious dig at people who don't have parents.
20 years ago, what was I doing? This is a gigapet.
So now I whip out the gigapet. Nobody expects anyone on stage to whip out a gigapet. This is amazing. This is where stuff starts turning.
And a gigapet is a virtual pet that if you neglect, if you forget, if you leave it in the car all day, it dies. And it's your fault.
All right, attack the audience. Tell them this is important because if you neglect it, it is your fault.
And the day that I forgot to turn my gigapet's light off at night and it died, I sobbed because I failed my gigapet, and I will never fail my gigapet again, and that is how I've learned to be responsible. Now,
all right, grasp onto their emotions, 9-year-old Nick, very sad about his stupid gigapet, and I'm getting to the conclusion where I've been spinning it this whole time. You know, we need to get these kids back to the gigapets, away from the fidget spinners, back to the gigapets. And then, let's see what I do.
Now, you're saying, Nick, big deal, you can't even get these. They're on eBay for $120. What do you want to do, fire up the gigapet factory again? Yeah!
Okay, I screwed up a little bit. I missed a line that I meant to say. And I didn't realize it until I was thinking back on the performance. When I was first done, I thought, oh, that went exactly how I wanted it to. Which, by the way, remember, I wrote this in like an hour, practiced it maybe 6 times in my head, or walking around talking, and I forgot a line. What I really wanted to say was, what do you want to fire up the gigapet factories and distribute them to America to save our country, right? So I missed a key point, which is like I could have used that extra line to dig in my heels on the point that it looked like I was making the whole time, which is, let's do this for personal responsibility.
Yes! We can replace the ball bearings.
And now, I think that this was a misdirection I wasn't even going for, where I go, what do you want to do? Fire up the gigapet factory? Yes! And that, when I was on stage, got a bigger reaction than I was expecting. I thought that, I don't know. I wasn't expecting that to be funny. But because you can hear me start talking, and then I have to stop because people are laughing.
Yes! We can replace the ball bearing factory.
And then I made this up. They can replace the ball bearing factory. They suck. I made that up on the spot.
Yes! We can replace the ball bearing factory. They suck. They can't make those anymore. Gigapet factory. Okay, that's going to take some time, though.
Which now leads me to the final line, which ends up being the twist and the whole point of the entire thing.
It's going to take a while, but now we have the solution. The solution is here.
And I walk over and actually grab a vape from Brett. Thank you.
These things have screens, these vapes. Load the GigaPet software into the vape. Give that to your kid. Problem solved.
And then I want to say that the ending went to level 3. So the callbacks and the misdirections, those are level 2. Two jokes, because they're not expecting it. I want to say that the ending went to level 3, and I'm going to make an argument that it did, because not only is it something you don't expect, what, all of a sudden he's yelling about putting the GigaPet software on the vape, how brilliant, and then he yells, give it to your kids, which makes you think, wait, that doesn't make any sense, but then that makes you question the entire thing, right, and you realize that Nick doesn't care about your kids, Nick just cares about having his GigaPet back. And so the last line undermines the entire thing, which makes it hilarious. Right?
Right.
No? I don't know.
Do you smell like BO?
Yes.
Why?
Because I'm always sweating. Well, first of all, we did push-ups, and now I have no shirt.
So that makes you smell like BO because we did push-ups?
Actually, no, my armpits always smell.
Jesus.
I can't help it. I don't wear deodorant.
Why? I've been putting deodorant on lately, but I don't have BO, and I still wear deodorant.
I don't know.
Because I ran out of cologne, and I went to buy some, but my credit card payment didn't go through, so I swiped it at the store. And I'm like, I just paid it this morning, but it didn't go through yet. So I just gave up.
Oh, weird. Well, anyway, I hope people got it. I hope people got what I was going for. And I thought it was good.
I like how 90% of your life has turned into GigaPets.
I know. That's funny. Oh, shit. I got to go check on it. It's in the car. No. I'm going to get over it, but it's been a bit on the show. But here's the thing. If you've been practicing a bit for the show, you can rehash it on stage and no one cares because no one's heard the show.
Yeah.
So I do. But now we're over that. Next year, I have to move on to something else.
Well, everyone you talked to heard the show, it sounded like.
Oh, I don't know. I think they've heard of the show. I don't think they listen.
Oh.
So anyway, this has been The Break Show.
Oh, it's over?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know, we could talk about, I don't know.
If a sock is wet out of the dryer, I throw it away. I'm not putting it back in the dryer. It's like, I already failed once. Do you ever pass a bowl field? Like a field and there's bowls in it, and then you imagine jumping in and seeing if you can run out again before it chases you, like in the movies?
I could honestly answer that if you want, or I could just leave it sit.
Sure.
When I was a kid, I used to walk all over within a couple miles of my house, and there was this big farm that I had to walk around, and it would take way long. So I used to cut through the field, and the cows would always get mad and chase us. And this one kid used to kick the cows in the head.
The cows?
If they started chasing us, he would just literally boot the cow as hard as he could in its head.
Ow!
And it would get it to go away.
Well, I guess they're already dumb, so how could that hurt? But there's no bulls, they were just cows?
Oh, there were bulls too, yeah.
But if you kicked a bull, you'd get a horn through the foot.
I don't know.
I guess not. I don't know.
There are more cows than bulls.
I bet you a bull doesn't even charge in real life. I bet you that's only in the movies.
You ever seen a rodeo?
No, that's staged.
It's not staged. It's presented, but it's not
Yeah,
like,
that's what I meant.
It's not like, this is a mechanical angry bull.
It's not staged, but it's in a controlled environment for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, people die every month or so, but still. I don't know. Well, anyway, we could hear the judges, but I really don't want to. Actually, let's hear Brett. So Brett's entire thing during this performance.
Good thing it played 3.5 seconds first.
I know. Brett's entire thing during this performance was he was trying to pull out either movie quotes or references or product slogans and like use them on people.
He was very proud of it. We talked about it when he and I talked a couple days ago.
He was like to people, you know what? I was looking for a little more slap into a Slim Jim from you.
Yeah, I I mean, it came together nicely. I know Nick. I know Nick's work. I really have high expectations for Nick. So I felt like you were a little bit out of sorts. Like, I'm just, based on what I know about you, I'm expecting you to go up there and give me, like, Edward James Olmos and stand and deliver. And I felt like it was a little more like Edward Scissorhands on a waterbed. That's the best one. That's the best one.
Nick doesn't get either of those.
I know what Edward Scissorhands is. He stabbed the waterbed and water was coming out.
Oh, you did know that. Okay.
I don't know what Edward James almost is.
The only thing that you've probably seen, Battlestar Galactica?
Nope.
Okay.
Wait, is Edward James almost a character or an actor?
Actor.
Okay.
Round of applause.
But it's an important message. I like that delivery style, and that's what people come here for. They want to see that out of sortsness. I'm going to give you a 5.
Yay.
Thanks, Brett. Out of what?
5.
Oh, okay.
5 out of 5 from the Brett.
Because when I watched it, I thought it was out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, wow, Nick did really bad.
So a lot of these people who went up on stage and did their rant then ended up feeling they needed to defend themselves from the judges, and I basically just stood there and took it, whatever they ended up saying. And so, Carly, you've asked me to respond to something, and I say I'm not responding. Or I say,
yeah, I like that. That was good.
My performance stands on its own. Should we skip to it?
Sure.
I really like your point, so I'm also going to give you a 5.
Skipping.
Children hooked on
millennials are better than the generation that's currently being.
And by getting them hooked on vaping nicotine, we will teach them personal responsibility on the screen. That is what you pitch, right? I just want to make sure I understood it correctly.
My performance stands as it is.
I think Carla just didn't get it. Like, if she's trying to make it serious, I don't think she got it.
Yeah.
Yes, Carla, that's what I meant. Get kids hooked on Nika. Nika?
So I loved everything about it, but I'm just going to be the asshole who's like, no, I'm giving you a 4. Because great I job. Had to say asshole. Great job. And I did call, I mean, perfection.
Nick just walks off stage. I feel like
all
you wanted
right,
to punch her.
No, I don't care. I knew I did. At the moment, I was like, that was the best I could have hoped for. But then I thought back and I realized I missed a line. But the point is, I was happy with it. And at that moment, I thought I'd won because I'd been practicing during another girl's speech who got the 20 out of 20. Well, whatever.
Well, good work.
I do feel, Brett did a great job. I don't know. See, had I been a judge, I would have given people what they deserved for a rating. Like the first guy.
As opposed to what?
The first guy that went up there went over his time, talked very boringly about stuff that doesn't really, like, it's very rehashed.
Is it all comedy or is it
no,
just.
No, none of it is.
Ugh.
I was the only comedy.
Really?
Yeah.
So what the fuck is this?
Soapbox Idol.
I don't know what that means, and neither do any of our listeners who don't go to Porkfest.
All right, so here's another one then. Here's the one that won. Let's skip ahead.
That's absurd. New Hampshire is ranked number 7 in private charity and volunteerism in the country, and we should be ashamed of that. If we're going to say that we don't need the government to provide those sorts of charitable contributions, then we need to be at number 1. We need to prove that we don't need the government. We need to prove that the government is redundant. And do you know what private charity...
This just sounds like it's an online Facebook thread.
Ah, that's exactly what it was. Now, she made...
Oh, really?
I mean, not literally.
Oh, look, this is, I don't know, it's boring.
She's reading from notes. It is boring. She's reading from notes, and she actually made a good point. I did like her rant, and she probably deserved to win in the environment that it was placed in. But everyone takes this. They go to a political event, and they hear Soapbox Idol, and they go, I got to rant about something political.
So this is why we need to just get out of this whole thing.
They need to have an event that's Soapbox Idol, but you're not allowed to rant about anything political.
No, we just got to get out of this. Like, no.
Who's
more
we? You're already done.
Yeah.
So we're different people. Are we different people?
What's
get
in
out
it for
of
you?
What?
The Free Stater thing.
Oh.
What's in it for me?
I mean, festivaling is still fun
no.
to an extent, but I would be too scared to go to like a Burning Man or one
no,
of those
I'll
hippie
do that.
Fests.
Why would you do that?
Exactly. I wouldn't.
But what do you mean by getting out of it? Like, you don't do anything anyway. Like, you are
exactly.
out,
yeah.
essentially. You just
but
kind
I'm
of...
not, because we're playing it right now, and I'm seeing it and hearing it.
Oh, so you can't even... comment on things.
So anyway, the point is, none of it was comedy. It was all basically this, but worse. This was the best that there was, Mary's. And so Brett goes up and gives the first person, who was very, very boring, a 4 out of 5. I'm like, how do you give the worst a 4?
Yeah.
But he's a nice man, so I don't know. So I would have been like 2. One would have only been if you like lost your entire train of thought. But 2 because it was so boring. Oh, well, I don't know.
Maybe next year you try for a 1. You just get up there and you're like, with a bongo drum.
I want to rant. Well, yeah. I mean, the only thing you could do is rant about something everyone disagrees with.
Do a Yoko Ono
cover.
Yeah. You're just like, Trump, I love Trump. I don't have a bongo drum with me, so I can't do it. But
why is Tom's mug hot?
Tom just walked up with a boiling hot cup of water.
Oh, he's going to make this coffee.
Oh, God. Instant coffee.
The Vietnam coffee.
Well, it's not... That sounds weird. It's not Vietnam coffee. It's American soldier coffee. Uh-oh, he's looking at it.
Oh, I'm sure it's fine.
How many weevils?
Quadruple sealed.
I don't know.
Is it moving?
What's the chat? All right, this has been the break show.
It looks like it's supposed to look, probably.
We're going to come back for the second half.
It can't be like ground coffee, because it would just be coffee grounds in your coffee. It's been pressed in the flakes.
It's called instant coffee. It's a thing that exists.
Oh, I never had it.
Sanka.
I thought instant coffee was like Folgers.
No, it's not instant.
There's instant. Super instant.
I don't know. You just pour this shit into water and you're done.
I'm sure that's what it is then.
Like hot chocolate, but coffee flavored.
Feel free to go at it.
No.
Tom's dog is in this video.
Oh.
What?
It's the Rogers Campground Bike Tour.
Tom's in the video.
No, it's not nice. Who's this asshole fucking shooting video in portrait, not landscape?
Oh, yeah.
Should we turn on the sound?
No.
Just procure it, man. We got to deal with this.
Wow, exciting.
Oh, it's during Soapbox. This is weird. It's like a Inception thing. It's a video from another perspective of the same event at a different time. Anyway, this has been The Break Show. Thanks for hanging out. Bye, chatters. Boop.
Tom, I think I'm going to pass.
Liquor?
Yeah.
You can have a liquor drink.
No. My stomach hurts.
This will help.
What do I do with this piece of ice that made it to the
just
floor?
Stick it in, one of those cups.
Oh, the ashtray?
Well, but then it'll be wet.
Oh my God, I smell so bad.
Correct.
Can you smell me from over there?
No. Oh, yeah. You smelled me at Porkfest 2? It was gross?
No. I know, as soon as I sat down, I smelled him.
I was putting on deodorant, and you were like, what is this? You're putting on deodorant?
Oh, yeah.
It is bizarre to me. Someone putting on deodorant. Because I don't do it.
It's more bizarre that you're standing here not wearing a shirt.
But now I can't put a shirt on because I've already sweated it. If I put a shirt on, it'll sweat back into it. No. You want ice? You brought ice? I bought ice. We all bring ice to Andrew's. Because he has no ice.
I have ice!
You have like 12 ice.
I don't have enough to make like knee brace bags of ice. Last night, when I did the show, I had sphere cubes.
Sphere cubes.
So, alright, beer back.
Wait, what is this? Camp? I don't. If we're having something, I just want it to be bourbon. I don't want whatever this is.
Good.
I don't want it. I don't want it. I'm sorry. There's sugar in it. I don't want it for a number of reasons.
A number of reasons.
No, I don't want that either. What's this? What?
Vermouth.
I don't want vermouth. I just want bourbon. No. Come on, I'll drink it if it's just bourbon, but I really don't want anything mixed. I'm sorry.
Now Andrew knows what it feels like to be around him.
No.
When he's drinking.
Your mic's off. Your mic's still off. No, I'm okay with just drinking straight bourbon, but I just don't like things mixed in with it because it ruins bourbon for me.
Mic's off.
It makes it better.
No. If it was like rum, then yeah, I'd be like, mix everything into that because rum sucks. Or vodka, mix everything into vodka because vodka sucks. But bourbon, just leave it alone.
Bourbon. Bourbon's good, and it's the only American liquor.
The only?
Really?
Yeah, what else? Everybody else.
Beer.
Beer's been around for a little... Beer's been around a little bit longer than America.
Back. Okay, so for the second half... I don't know if you need any of my content, but I've got the tree, mm-hmm. and I also have the news quiz.
Okay.
So keep that in mind. The news quiz is only 6 questions, and so it would be Andrew against Tom. I think the news quiz is fun for guests. Maybe it's not fun for Andrew because he does it every week. But the guests don't normally get to play it.
Okay, you do stink, Nick. I just got a good whiff of that.
Okay, all right, hang on.
Well, at first I was like, that coffee smells terrible. Then I'm like, wait, that's...
I got it. It's fine.
That's
we're good.
Nick.
I don't know what happened. I did push-ups and I smell
I think you put too much water in this cup
time.
For the amount of coffee that's here.
No, I imagine that's about how much it would make. You want some sugar in there?
I'm not having this. I already had a big coffee.
Some cream substitute? I'm really miffed I didn't get that interdental stimulator. Stuck out here in this fucking rice patty. Piece of pork slice in my tooth.
That's the name of the show, Interdental Stimulator.
Yeah.
Did we say that on the show?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't have a Vietnam-era shaker.
Yeah.
You'll have to settle for 30s.
I want you to come back and what?
You want him to come?
I don't understand.
Nick, give me your drink. Oh, you got a fresh drink?
You want to mute all the mics during a break. And then you want
to, just for a second, and just to tell Tom something.
Say a weird thing that affects me.
I'm sorry.
And you say, okay, let's go back and do a joke.
Shit, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Well, we can turn them off again.
I already have them off on the stream.
And I'll hold this so people can't read my lips on the cam.
Shut up.
All right, what do we... Well, I'll have to ask on the shoe.
Okay, the chat... Bridget in the chat says, if it's good enough for Saddam, it's good enough for us, about Botox and Paralox.
What'd you say, Tom?
So that's the old pepper. Very good.
Did Tom hear that?
I heard Botox.
Were we talking about Botox and Paralox a while ago?
What?
Botulism toxin, yes.
Oh.
Same thing.
If it's good enough for Saddam, it's good enough for us, Bridget says. I guess Saddam.
He weaponize it? I guess he can.
Let's see. Severman says they're just coming up with show content for the break show.
These fucking fidget spinners. God damn it!
What?
I don't
see,
know.
Now that's what the boys in Vietnam needed.
Yeah.
I like how Nick is retroactively making this speech look like a planned work of genius.
I thought that speech was really good.
Oh, thank
I
you.
I was very impressed, especially when you told me that you kind of improvised a lot of it.
I made up a couple pieces on the fly, but I practiced 5 or 6 times.
You had really good stage presence and good delivery and good energy. You never kind of stumbled or anything. It was good.
Are we recording?
Severman thinks I'm faking.
Are we recording?
That was what I was going for this whole time.
Say yes or no?
This philosophical reflection has been made possible by PukeInTheGang.com. Listen to more nonsense, poop stories, and jokes and shit like that at iTunes under Puke and the Gang.